So today we're thinking, and we'll think quickly because it's hot in here and it's already quarter past. So thinking about how God uses music, how God uses music to bless us, to help us, to encourage us. And we're here as different ages, different stages in life. We're here all in one place because God has given us this wonderful gift of music. God has given us, who here likes music of any type, some type, some people just like, no, I hate music. I hate music. Who here really doesn't like any music of any type? Phew. All right, we can go on with the service. So God is the one who gives us music, and it's so good the way God gives us so many different types of music in the Bible. Let's think about. So we're going to be making a mixtape of different types of music. And you're thinking, oh no, Simon's going. No, I'm not talking about types of music like pop or classical or opera or whatever. R&B. I was going to go really old and sing, and I thought I couldn't think of one. I'm not thinking of types of music like that. I'm thinking the types of music that God wants to put over our lives to help us. And you need to think of what actual music that is, because that's different for all of us. But God wants to give us these five ways. Five, not three, five ways. So we need to do it quickly because we're running out of time. So in the Old Testament, King Saul was a king who at times he tried to be good, but he went a bit strange. And the Bible says that the Spirit left King Saul, and his mind was confused. His mind was anxious. He was struggling. There was something that he was anxious for. And his advisors said, what we need is we need to find someone who can play music for him to bring peace to his mind. And so this is what it says in 1 Samuel 16:14. The Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and he was tormented by a harmful spirit. His mind was anxious and angry and restless. So they brought in David, a young shepherd boy, who played the harp. And whenever the harmful spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. And so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him. It's like when David played, God's peace came over Saul. And sometimes there's music, isn't it? It plays and it's like peace comes over us. So let's see if we can get peace to come over us. Now, our purple wool is going to be our peace. Stephen, can you take that? Oh, that didn't do very well, did it? Well, if you can untangle that. And David, even take that. And if you can take it to a window and go round the window or something, if you can take it to a window and then go to the back and then come back again. And this is our... Oh, I need to grab that, otherwise it won't work. Yeah, it needs to be nice and tight. All right, so this is our piece. Yeah, go to a window over there. Perhaps I was thinking if you put it between the... You know, squeeze it between the things. So we've got, hopefully... Oh, that's good. Hopefully that won't pop off at any time. Yep. Okay, keep going. Nice and fast. So, because God wants to give us peace. What is the music that you hear that gives you peace? That's good. That's good. Yeah, keep going. Then go across. We go across. Doris, we want to go across the room. Not along the wall. No one's sitting under the wall. Go across, or you can go to the back. Throw it to the back. Yeah, that's it. We got to be good at this. There's going to be lots. Just go over to the door and put it through the door handle or something, and then And then, Stephen, go to the back, and then you could come to the front again. Yeah, we just want it everywhere. We want it everywhere. That's it. Yeah, somewhere to the back, Stephen, in the middle there. Perhaps you could just loop it around Rob's head. Right. Good. So we've got our peace. We've got our peace that will come more and more. Yeah, Nikki, that's it. Put it round the handle and then come back and we'll keep going. David's taking his time. Right, okay. Yeah, you could go back over to the sound desk or somewhere. You know, we just, and then down the front here, we want. Yeah. Thank you, Nikki. Because that's the thing, isn't it? Wherever we are, you know, this is taking time, but hopefully as we're doing this, taking the time that wherever we are, we can experience God's peace. And sometimes music helps us to experience God's peace. When we're anxious or we're afraid about something or we're a little bit nervous about something, we can put on some music. And for some of you, that might be, you know, different sorts of music. But we can put on music that will give us peace. I hope that for many of us, we're good at using sometimes some, you know, some music that's Christian-based, that has good lyrics to it, you know, and because there's music in every genre that can give us peace. Thank you. I think that's a good, yeah, you can come down to the front, and that's where it can finish if necessary. Right, so I'll tie these two up. So we've got peace going all over, but you know, sometimes there's life gets harder, doesn't it? Life gets harder. It's not just we're feeling a little bit anxious. Yeah, it's not we're just feeling a little bit anxious. We're not just feeling a little bit sad. It's not just a bad day, but it's a bad season. It's a tough season. It's a hard season. You know, when there's disease, when there's unemployment, when there's grief, when a dream dies. You know, and the Bible talks to these about the idea of lamenting, being really sad and crying out to God because we think, God, where are you in this situation? Where are you in this situation? And so Gemma is going to pass out some black wool, and we're going to give it to various people and they can pass out to everyone. So everyone is being invited to have a bit of black wool, which indicates just this, when we're going through a tough situation, as you get some, pass it along the row. Because church isn't just a place for happy songs. Church isn't just a place for uplifting songs. There are some times we can lament. We can cry out to God. And so if you know you've been in a situation or you are in a situation which is tough and you want to lament, I'm going to invite you to stand up. And well, some of you don't need to stand up, but be careful that you don't strangle yourself, and tie your bit of wool to the peace line. Yeah, tie it to the peace line. In the Bible, a third of the Psalms, the book in the middle of the Bible is called Psalms, and it's got 150 songs in it. And 50 of them, at least, are psalms of lament, where the writer says, God, where are you? Where are you in this? Things are really tough. Things are really tough. Well done. Well done. We've got our... Make this a little bit tighter. Removing the... In Psalm 13, are we there? We're all good. We're all good. In Psalm 13, David famously sat down with his instrument and he wrote this song. Perhaps I imagine he wrote this song with tears streaming down his face. And there are times when tears are streaming down your face, either physically or it feels like tears are streaming down your face. And he says this, how long, O Lord, will you forget about me? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long, Lord? And there are times when there's music that helps us cry. And that's okay. That's good. Because God gives us this music. He gives us this soundtrack. Because it's held by peace. So yes, we can cry. But let's remember as well that God gives us peace. God gives us peace. And as we lament as well, we also want to remember how David finished that psalm, Psalm 13. He talks about the enemies are with him. He talks about how everything is bad. And at the end of that psalm, he remembers. He remembers. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. He remembers. And it's so important. God wants us to remember. Back in the day of Moses, remember when Moses took the people through the Red Sea? And God knew that they would forget. They would forget, and there'd be times when they would be lamenting and times when it would be tough. And he said, no, we need to give them songs that they can remember. And so in Deuteronomy 31, God gave Moses a brilliant strategy. Write this song. Write a song and teach it to the people of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be a witness for me, for the people of Israel. Yeah, write this song so that they can remember. And then he says, teach it to your children, teach it to your grandchildren. Yeah, it's a song remembering. How many songs do we have that remind us of God's goodness? In Deuteronomy 32, the song, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. Let's have the silver thing. So we've got, this is a bit of wool with no end. There it is. We remember God's goodness. We remember God's goodness. Let's pass this out and put it round different places. Go underneath the, actually, Ness, go under the purple one and let's see if we can lift it up a little bit. Go nice and swift. So, while you can. I know it's difficult to unwind it, isn't it? Where should I tie this? I can just tie that to that. Because it's good that God gives us peace. It's good that God gives us peace, a soundtrack of peace when things are tough. God gives us music so that we can lament. But we lament knowing that God still gives us peace. We can lament, but that is held up also by what we remember. What we remember, the words from songs that help us to remember God's goodness. You are faithful. Perhaps you're lamenting. You're lamenting on the sort, and you think, I know what I'll do is I'll look online for I'm so blessed. Even in my worst days, I'm a child of God. Even in my tough days, I'm a child of God. Yeah? You keeping going? Yeah. There you go. Thanks. And even in my tough days, what is the song that you hear? What is the song that you hear that reminds you of how good God is? You might be of a traditional nature and you're thinking, yeah, great is your faithfulness. Or you might be more modern songs and thinking, yeah, God, you're my lighthouse. Or you might be saying, you're the one I can hold on to. Whatever song it is. But the songs that we remember. Yeah, the songs that we remember. And also these songs that we remember, let's teach them to our children. Let's teach them to our, you know, to our families. Because it's good always to be, remember, how many of you can remember something because you've put it into song? I could ask, I'm not sure, Jem, do you know this? Do you know the King's song from Horrible Histories? Yeah, so, I mean, I've got no idea. Kitty does. Yeah, I've got no idea for the order of the kings in English history. But I know there's many young people that watched Horrible Histories. And they've got a king's song. And it goes through all the kings in a song. And so I know that if there's a question in a quiz about a king, I will see various people going, it's Henry III. And you go, what? How did you know? And because they sang it. They sang the song. Because it helps us to remember. So what are the songs that you remember that remind you of God's goodness? Yeah, Miriam taught them the song. Yeah, that his work is perfect. God is my rock. All his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice. Good and upright is he. But you know, sometimes, that's three we've got. We've got two more to get yet. Oh, this is going to look great. All right, sometimes we're in a bit of a battle, aren't we? We get into a battle because we remember God's faithfulness, but there's something we need to face, something we need to battle against. And the wonderful thing is, God says to us sometimes, lead with a song. Lead with a song. In that battle, lead with a song. What are you talking about? Surely we should lead with power. We should lead with force. No, lead with a song. Perhaps a song that helps to remind you that God is with you. It might be a song that you turn into a prayer or a prayer that you turn into a song. So the battle, and the battle will be our pink one. Oh, thanks. And so our battle. Oh, well done, Les. You're the my. No, you can go under as well, yeah. Right, so the battle. When we have a battle, what does God suggest that? Yeah, look, let's look at. Where have we got to? Here we are. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20, 21. Because in 2 Chronicles 20, God's army, they were up against a big enemy. It was a big battle. And they thought they would lead out with their power, with their horses, with their armored people. But no, God says this. He appointed those, or in verse 12, King Jehoshaphat said, "We are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you, Lord." And so God says to Jehoshaphat, "Put the choir at the front. Put the choir at the front. Put those who are appointed to sing to the Lord and praise him. Put them at the front of the army and get them to sing, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." So when you're in a battle, it might be a battle that you're facing in your own life because you've got a habit that you're trying to battle. It might be a battle because you're trying to do something right for someone. It might be a battle because you're facing something that is a battle for you. What song does God say? "Lord, you are with me. You will never leave me. I'm trusting in you. I'm putting my trust in you." Yeah, the song of the battle. What songs? I hope that as I'm saying all this, you're thinking, yeah, I could be listening to these songs. That sort of song helps. Because I think over us, God wants to put a soundtrack. Yeah, he wants us to use music. Music to give us peace that holds us up when we're lamenting. And to words that remind us of how good he is. Words and songs that enable us to be courageous, to go into battle with him. And the final one is we sometimes have songs that help us celebrate. Yeah, we have songs that help us celebrate. Do you want to start that one? Go that way this time. Give mum a break. Right. And so sometimes we celebrate. There are many times in the Bible when we celebrate. After Moses had gone through the Red Sea, Miriam, famously the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed marvelously." Is that the thing that you can sing perhaps at the end of each day? "Sing to the Lord, for you have been with me today. Sing to the Lord, because you have been with me. You've given me peace. Sing to the Lord, because you've reminded me of how good you are and how faithful you are. Sing to the Lord, because you've been with me in the battle. Sing to the Lord and celebrate." It looks a bit of a mess in here now, doesn't it? Or hopefully not a mess, but as a reminder that God wants to provide a soundtrack for your life. A soundtrack for your life. Not one that is just entertaining, but a soundtrack for your life. Because maybe you're sitting under a line of peace and you need that peace. Maybe you're needing to lament. Maybe you're needing to remember that holds up everything. Perhaps you have got reason to celebrate. It looks all great. But you know, we don't It's not just about the songs we sing in church. Because this is designed to go home. Yeah, it's designed to be in your homes, in your car, in your walks and things. So yes, God gives you music to enable you to live your best life. Even when things are rubbish, even when things are really tough, even when things are painful, and also when things are joyful, and when things are great, and when things are going well, we can use music as we live our lives. So we're going to sing a couple of songs. Let's the band come up. And while the band are up, I'm going to invite anyone who would like to can come forward, get some scissors, and take a piece of our soundtrack home. Doesn't matter what colour it is, in a way. Yeah, it doesn't matter what colour it is. But as it starts falling, just take a piece and perhaps keep that bit of wool. Put it in your phone case. Put it in your car. Put it somewhere to remind you that God will never leave you. He will always be with you. And there's actually some music. There's some music that will help you. So let's rejoice. We've got the band. And as I say, as the band play and we sing this song, Pat, Dave and a few others will get some scissors and we're just going to chop some of it up and give it to people so that hopefully everyone can go home with 6 inches of wool or 2 bits of wool. Thank you. Thank you. Let's rejoice together in the song. Yeah, My Lighthouse. My Lighthouse, the one I can trust in. He gives me peace in the storm. It reminds me of who he is. It covers all these things. Let's rejoice.